Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at some office and business idioms. So whether you work in an office at the moment or you'd like to in the future, or you'd just like to brush up or to improve on your office vocabulary and idioms, then listen for these 10 examples. And we're going to start off with ballpark figure. So what is a ballpark figure? Well, a ballpark figure is an approximate estimate of the value of something. So you might say, can you give me a ballpark figure of how much the event will cost? It's likely that the person won't know the exact amount, but they can give a rough, an approximate estimate, which is called a ballpark figure. The next example is cutthroat. Cutthroat. And if something is cutthroat, it means it's very competitive. For example, the fashion world can be a cutthroat industry at times. You have to accept that you might get rejected. Cutthroat. Next, to get something off the ground. So if you get something off the ground, it means you start something successfully. For example, we'll need to get approval from the management before we get the project off the ground, to get it off the ground, to start it successfully. Next, a no-brainer. So if something is a no-brainer, it is an easy, obvious decision. For example, it was a no-brainer for her to change jobs, taking into consideration the better working conditions and the salary increase. It was an easy, obvious decision, a no-brainer. Next, to be in the same boat. So if you're in the same boat, it means you're in the same position as other people. For example, you might think you're in a difficult situation, but actually, we're all in the same boat, in the same position. Okay, we're halfway through the list. Here's the next one. To talk someone into doing something. And this means to encourage someone to do something. For example, he didn't want to apply for the position, but I talked him into it. I encouraged him. I spoke to him and I convinced him to do it. The opposite of this is to talk someone out of doing something. So that means to discourage, to tell someone that they shouldn't do it. Next is to think outside the box. And this means to think in a more original way rather than just the obvious. For example, too many of the ideas are things we've done before. So try to think outside the box. Next, up in the air. Up in the air. And this means when a situation hasn't been resolved, something is up in the air. For example, everything is still up in the air, so we're waiting to make a decision. Two more to go. The next, to be in full swing. So if something is in full swing, it means it is at the highest level of activity. For example, work on the presentation is in full swing. So this is a really positive idiom, meaning it's at the highest level of activity. And finally, the big picture. And the big picture is the main perspective of a situation. For example, we've made some progress in the last few weeks, but the big picture is that we don't have any clear results to show for it. The big picture, the main idea, the main perspective of a situation. So there you have 10 idioms that you might hear or see in business English and in and around the office. And if you're really interested in learning office language, then I might have something nice for you. Have you ever tried the language learning app Babbel? Well, if you enjoyed this podcast and you fancy learning some more idioms and also what it's like to work in an English-speaking office, then on Babbel you will find a really entertaining section called Office Supplies Outlet in the Extras category. It's a comedy story course with lots of fun characters and useful phrases and vocabulary, and it's clear to see why it's the global market leader in language learning apps. It's made by real language experts, so it's real English that you'll hear on the app, spoken by natives, and there's even a real mixture of accents, which is the reality of learning English, being faced with lots of accents. And here's the great part. You can get 6 months for free with the code PARLAY on your new Babbel annual subscription. So visit babbel.com/parlay to redeem the code. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another episode.